continue with Words for Life, a series of Christian sermons by ministers in the southern suburbs of Melbourne. Today our speaker is Reverend David Sterry of Beaumaris Mordialloc Baptist Church.
This underpins everything else that we've been looking at in this series. What do we fill our ears with, or what does it mean to hear from God or to listen to God? A signals company invited applicants for a ship radio operator once, and they invited them to simply turn up at a certain place and at a certain time and follow the instructions they would be given. Quite a number turned up, and they waited as others gathered, and people began to chat to one another, and the noise levels grew. However, someone turned up after everyone else, and they sat there only for a few moments. They got up, walked into the adjoining office, came out moments later as the successful applicant. Hang on a minute. Others in the room, full of people and noise, said, how come you got the role, just like that? To which the reply came, any of you could have got it too, if you'd been listening. If you'd heard the Morse code in the background with the instruction, the first one to come into the adjoining office has the role. How easy it can be in our culture that's full of noise, full of distractions, it's full of busyness, it's full of energy, it's full of different voices and messages that clamour for our attention. How easy it can be, if we're not careful, to miss hearing what we really need to hear, what God is saying to us. We can hear other people and what they say. We can hear all kinds of messages from the media and from other different spheres of life. But are we hearing what God is saying to us? Because God is a God who constantly communicates. Right from the start of the Bible in Genesis, God speaks. God speaks as it creates the heavens and the earth and everything in it. You read through Genesis, the start of the Bible, and you see that. God said, let there be light. God said, let there be this and that and everything else. And then as you follow the narrative of the Bible through, there is this constant journey of God speaking. God speaking, speaking collectively to his people, but God also speaking individually and personally. God speaking directly to people. God speaking indirectly through others, through angels, through people, through God's creation, but in all kinds of ways. But the question is, am I hearing what God is saying to me? And am I filling my ears above all in life with God's words and God's messages to me and for me? So as we reflect today out of these verses from 1 Samuel on Samuel's experience of God speaking to him, let me very simply pose three important questions today. The first one being, am I in the right place to hear from God? Am I in the right place to hear from God? Where was Samuel when God spoke to him? Well, verse 3 tells us this. It says that the lamp of God had not yet gone out. Samuel was lying down in the house of God where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. So Samuel was in the temple of God where the ark of God was, it says, and that symbolizes the ark of God and the temple of God in those times symbolized the presence of God. So what about for us in our times, in our context? The reality is that for any of us to be in the right place to hear from God, we need to have patterns of living that place a high value on creating space and time in our lives to be in the presence of God. It won't be like it was for Samuel, who lived in the temple, but the significance of being in the presence of God is the same. We need to make sure that our lives, our day-to-day lives, our week-to-week lives, our pattern of living actually allows and creates space and time to hear from God, to be in the presence of God. Verse 1 here, it says, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli, and it's got some fascinating things that it says. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. Now, the word rare is often taken to mean that God didn't speak very much in those days. Now, that may or may not have been the case, but the word in the original Hebrew language that's translated rare actually gives us a better understanding of this. It actually isn't speaking about the frequency but it's speaking about the value of God's words. It's speaking of how rare or how precious or how valuable God's words are. And that's echoed, of course, in other parts of the Bible, such as Psalm 19, verse 10. Speaking of God's words, they are more precious than gold, than much pure gold, sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. The issue for most of us is that if God's words and God speaking to us is something that we value, if it's something that we highly value or is of immense value in our lives, the question is, are my patterns of life creating the needed space and time to reflect that, to allow me to be in God's presence for enough time to hear God? Whether that's in personal prayer and reflection, whether that's in reading and reflection of Scripture, whether that's in collective times of doing that with others, whether in a small group that meets during the week, or in joining with others on a Sunday. So am I putting myself in the place where I can hear from God? Am I actually creating space and time for that to happen? Now, God can bypass that. God can speak to us unexpectedly. He can speak to us at any point, at any place, at any time. But when we create space and time in our lives intentionally for being in the presence of God, that means that we are going to be more likely to hear God more clearly. Alongside that, who am I surrounding myself with? When God spoke to Samuel, he had someone else, Eli, who played a part in allowing him to recognize God's voice. Samuel didn't recognize that it was God speaking to him at first. And over again, in fact, three times, four times, and this reminds us of the patience of God. God doesn't give up on us. God continues to speak into our lives, speak into our situations, even when we don't recognize or even when we miss hearing that it's Him, hearing His voice. But here, what do we read in verses 8 and 9? A third time the Lord called Samuel. Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." This had happened already a number of times, but this is the third time. Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Eli played a really important part here. Samuel surrounded himself with someone else in and of himself. Samuel wasn't aware that God was speaking to him. But because he surrounded himself with someone like Eli, that played a significant part in Samuel hearing from God. Now, Eli wasn't perfect. Far from it. In fact, when you look at the story and Eli's sons in particular and Eli's unwillingness to address the situation that wasn't as it should be with his sons, it meant that Eli actually was in many ways far from who God had called him to be, and he was quite flawed. But nevertheless, he played a significant part here in Samuel hearing from God. And that shows us that we too are better together in both life and faith. We need to surround ourselves with others of God's people if we're going to hear clearly from God as well. It's not just an individual, personal, solo thing. It's actually something that God designs to be surrounding ourselves with others in life and in faith. So am I in the right place to hear from God? But secondly, do I have the right posture to hear from God? Do I have the right posture to hear from God? Posture is something that I have to remind myself to be attentive to. Sometimes my default can be to slouch physically or not have as good a posture as I could or should. But posture is just so important, not just physically, but spiritually, to hear from God. What sort of posture is it important to have spiritually? A listening posture. A listening posture more than a speaking one. Verse 10, again, let me read you what it says. Samuel, the Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other time, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening. Speak, for your servant is listening. How easy, how easily we can have a posture that actually says, listen, Lord, I'm speaking. Instead of speak, Lord, I'm listening. God has given us two ears and one mouth for a reason. And that's so that we listen twice as much as we speak. In our relationship with others, that's a good practice, and with God as well. And I wonder sometimes if perhaps when we don't hear God speaking to us, it's not because he's not speaking, but it's because we're not listening. In your relationship with God, do you spend more time talking to God, or do you spend more time listening to God? A listening posture enables us to hear from God, just like was the case with Samuel here, as was the case with many others through the Bible, as does another type of posture, what I would call a learning posture. A learning posture is one where we are always open to learning new things from God and always open to an ongoing, growing relationship with God. Doesn't matter what age or stage of life we might be at. Doesn't matter the level of Christian maturity we might be at. Do you still have a learning posture? Are you still open to what God wants to say to you and teach you today, this week, this year? 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18 reminds us of the fact that all through our life we are being transformed. God wants to transform us and reflect more of his purposes for us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, we all who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. That takes place. God's transforming work in any of us takes place right through our lives on this earth. Doesn't say, oh, only to a certain point in our life, or once you've been a follower of Jesus for 5 years, for 10 years, for 20 years, for 50 years, there's nothing new. Doesn't say that at all. Quite the opposite. God's work goes on in all of us right through our lives on this earth if we allow him to speak to us and to transform us in an ongoing way. And that's only possible as we reflect a learning posture in an ongoing way as well as a listening posture. Am I in the right place to hear from God? Do I have the right posture to hear from God? And thirdly and finally today, am I really prepared to hear from God? Selective hearing is something that I'm guilty of at times, and I don't put on earmuffs. I don't put on big earmuffs or anything like that, or headphones, but I can be guilty of selective listening, as we all can, I think, at different times. And certainly God's people were through the Bible, as they heard what they wanted to hear from God. But you read of how they shut out or they ignored at times what they didn't want to hear. Samuel, though, was really prepared to hear from God. When he says in verse 10, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Again, the meaning in the original language, the word in the original language that we translate as listening is a unique word. It means to hear with an intent. It means to hear as to obey. Like Samuel, when God speaks to us, it's not always easy to do what he calls us to do. In fact, often it can be quite hard. It was hard for Samuel. In verse 15, we see Samuel hesitating and realizing, boy, this is going to be really hard. Verse 15, Samuel lay down until morning and then opened the doors of the house of the Lord. He was afraid to tell Eli the vision with what God had asked him to do. But like Samuel, we need to be willing, prepared to follow or to obey what God speaks to us about, even if it's hard, which more often than not it will be. God doesn't typically ask us or speak to us about something easy. Typically, it's something that's challenging. It's something that involves a bit of cost that's hard. But what happened here with Samuel, and again, some of the insights, the little insights in the verses, moving ahead to verse 19, it says in the second part of verse 19, none of Samuel's words fall to the ground. In other words, what Samuel heard from God, Samuel followed through on. The words didn't just fall to the ground. Like in Mark chapter 4, we read about the sower, the parable of the sower. Jesus talks about how some falls on the good ground, some falls on rocky ground. Some of the words that are sown by God in our lives, in our heart, are lost. But speaks about the importance of receiving God's word and following through on it. So as we close, I want to invite you along with me to take a few moments of space and time, even today, to just be attentive to how God might be speaking to you or what God might be speaking to you. And I'm going to do a number of things. I'm going to read from 1 Kings, a couple of verses from there, about the gentle whisper of God. Because God often speaks to us in gentle whispers, in nudges. It's not with lightning rods, sometimes it's with incredible miraculous ways, but often it's in fairly ordinary ways, fairly gentle ways. I'm going to read to you about from 1 Kings chapter 19, and then as we reflect on God's words today, I'm going to finish with a prayer that was written long ago in the 1800s by James Robert Drummond, arising out of our focus today. So I invite you to bow your heads in prayer before God with me as we just in this space and time come before God in prayer. First Kings chapter 19 says, "A great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart, shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face, went out and stood at the mouth of the cave." Is there a gentle whisper that is coming from God? Is there a gentle whisper for you, to you, from God? If not, could it be that there's too much other noise in your world? Are you in the right place to hear from God? Have you got created space and time in your life that allows that? Are you surrounding yourself with others who can help you in that? Do you have the right posture to hear from God? A listening posture, a learning posture. And are you really prepared to hear from God? Not selective in your listening, but as James Robert Drummond expressed it in his short prayer, "Oh, give me Samuel's ear, an open ear, Lord, alive and quick to hear each whisper of thy word, like him to answer to thy call and to obey thee first of all." Words for love.